police, Georgia woman posed as white male KKK member in threatening letters to neighbors. By Amy Furr on October 4, 2021. A 30-year-old woman named Tarisha Lucas was recently charged for allegedly making terroristic threats in a subdivision of Douglasville, Georgia. According to the Douglasville Police Department, residents on Manning Drive began receiving notes last December from a person who claimed to be a white male member of the Ku Klux Klan. The notes threatened to burn down homes and kill people, CBS 46 reported Thursday. The department's investigation regarding the notes eventually led them to Lucas. She was later charged for allegedly making terroristic threats in September, police said in a Facebook post. Accused of writing and placing the notes in her neighbors' boxes, Lucas allegedly described herself as a 6-foot-tall white male with a long, red beard who did not live in the neighborhood, the post read. The first letters were reportedly received on December 21, and others on February 17, 22, March 1, and 3. Following a 6-month allow, a final letter was received on September 6, the CBS article stated. The outlet reported in March the notes were received by approximately 7 black residents living in the neighborhood, and the letters allegedly contained racial slurs, spoke of hanging individuals, and killing children. On September 6, authorities say they uncovered evidence linking the notes to Lucas's home. Detectives were able to gather enough evidence to obtain a search warrant, the department explained, adding that during the search, authorities found additional evidence tying the suspect to the incidents. Lucas was expected to turn herself into officials in the coming days. Our investigators had the drive to stick with this case and see it all to the end, Police Chief Dr. Gary Sparks commented. That's what we're all about, and this reflects the professionalism and integrity of the department. They stayed with it and put in a lot of hours. Even when some people went to the media, which could have hampered our investigation, we still stuck with it to the end, he concluded.